crop circle, crop formation, or corn circle is a pattern created by flattening a crop, usually a cereal. The term was first coined in the early 1980s by Colin Andrews. Crop circles have been described as falling within the range of the sort of thing done in hoaxes by Tanner Edis, professor of physics at Truman State University. Although obscure natural causes or alien origins of crop circles are suggested by fringe theorists, there is no scientific evidence for such explanations, and all crop circles are consistent with human causation. The number of reports of crop circles have substantially increased since the 1970s. There has been scant scientific study of them. Circles in the United Kingdom are not distributed randomly across the landscape, but appear near roads, areas of medium to dense population, and cultural heritage monuments such as Stonehenge or Avebury. In 1991, two hoaxers, Doug Bower and Dave Chorley, took credit for having created many circles throughout England after one of their circles was described by an investigator as impossible for human beings to make. Formations are usually created overnight, although some are reported to have appeared during the day. In contrast to crop circles or crop formations, archaeological remains can cause crop marks in the fields in the shapes of circles and squares, but they do not appear overnight and are always in the same place every year. Nearly half of all crop circles found in the UK in 2003 were located within a 15-kilometre radius of the Avebury stone circles. A 1678 news pamphlet, The Mowing Devil, or Strange News Out of Hertfordshire, is claimed by some crop circle devotees to be the first depiction of a crop circle. Crop circle researcher Jim Schnabel does not consider it to be a historical precedent because it describes the stalks as being cut rather than bent. In 1686, an English naturalist, Robert Plott, reported on rings or arcs of mushrooms in the Natural History of Staffordshire and proposed airflows from the sky as a cause. In 1991, meteorologist Terrace Meaden linked this report with the modern crop circles, a claim that has been compared with those made by Eric van Daniken. An 1880 letter to the editor of Nature by amateur scientist John Rand Capron describes how several circles of flattened crops in a field were formed under suspicious circumstances and possibly caused by cyclonic wind action, stating, as viewed from a distance, circular spots, they all presented much the same character, a few standing stalks as a centre, some prostrate stalks with their heads arranged pretty evenly in a direction forming a circle around the centre, and outside there a circular wall of stalks which had not suffered. In 1932, the archaeologist E.C. Kirwan observed four dark rings in a field at Stoughton Down near Chichester, but could only examine one. A circle in which the barley was lodged or beaten down, while the interior area was very slightly mounded up. In 1963, Patrick Moore described a crater in a potato field in Wiltshire that he considered was probably caused by an unknown meteoric body. In nearby wheat fields, there were several circular and elliptical areas where the wheat had been flattened. There was evidence of spiral flattening, and he thought they could be caused by air currents from the impact, since they led towards the centre of the crater. Astronomer Hugh Ernest Butler observed similar craters and said they were likely caused by lightning strikes. During the 1960s, there were many reports of UFO sightings and circular formations in swamp reeds and sugarcane fields in Tully, Queensland, Australia, and in Canada. For example, on the 8th of August 1967, three circles were found in a field in Duhamel, Alberta, Canada. Department of National Defence investigators concluded that it was artificial but couldn't say who made them or how. The most famous case is the 1966 Tully saucer nest, when a farmer said he witnessed a saucer-shaped craft rise 30 or 40 feet from a swamp and then fly away. On investigating, he found a nearly circular area 32 feet long by 25 feet wide where the grass was flattened in a clockwise curve to water levels within the circle, and the reeds had been uprooted from the mud. The local police officer, the Royal Australian Air Force and the University of Queensland concluded that it was most probably caused by natural causes, like a downdraft, a willy-willy or a dust devil or a waterspout. In 1963, J.G. Odgers, Director of Public Relations, Department of Defence, wrote to a journalist that the saucer was probably debris lifted by the causing willy-willy. pranksters Doug Bower and Dave Chorley say they started creating crop circles in British cornfields in 1978, inspired by the Tully saucer nest case. The first film to depict a geometric crop circle, in this case created by superintelligent ants, is the 1974 science fiction film Phase 4. The film has been cited as a possible inspiration or influence on the pranksters who started this phenomenon. Since the 1960s, there has been a surge of ufologists in Wiltshire, and there were rumours of saucer nests appearing in the area, but they were never photographed. There are other pre-1970s reports of circular formations, especially in Australia and Canada, but they were always simple circles which could have been caused by whirlwinds. In 14 Times, David Wood reported that in 1940 he had already made crop circles near Gloucestershire using ropes. In 1997, the Oxford English Dictionary recorded the earliest usage of the term crop circles in a 1988 issue of Journal of Meteorology, referring to a BBC film. The coining of the term crop circle is attributed to Colin Andrews in the late 1970s or early 1980s. The majority of reports of crop circles have appeared and spread since the late 1970s, as many circles began appearing throughout the English countryside. This phenomena became widely known in the late 1980s after the media started to report crop circles in Hampshire and Wiltshire. After Bowers and Chorley's 1991 statement that they were responsible for many of them, circles started appearing all over the world. To date, approximately 10,000 crop circles have been reported internationally from locations such as the former Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, Japan, the US and Canada. Skeptics note a correlation between crop circles, recent media coverage and the absence of fencing and anti-trespassing legislation. Although farmers express concern at the damage caused to their crops, local response to the appearance of crop circles was often enthusiastic, with locals taking advantage of the increase of tourism and visits from scientists, crop circle researchers, and individuals seeking spiritual experiences. The market for crop circle interest consequently generated bus or helicopter tours of circle sites, walking tours, t-shirts, and book sales. Since the start of the 21st century, crop formations have increased in size and complexity, with some featuring as many as 2,000 different shapes, and some incorporating complex mathematical and scientific characteristics. The researcher Jeremy Northcote found that crop circles in the UK in 2002 were not spread randomly across the landscape. They tended to appear near roads, areas of medium to dense population, and cultural heritage monuments such as Stonehenge or Avebury. He found that they always appeared in areas that were easy to access. This suggests strongly that these crop circles were more likely to be caused by intentional human action rather than paranormal activity. Another strong indication of that theory was that the inhabitants of the zone with the most circles had a historical tendency for making large-scale formations, including stone circles such as Stonehenge, earthen mounds such as Silbury Hill, long barrows such as West Kennet Long Barrow, and white horses in the Chalk Hills. As we said, in 1991, two self-professed pranksters, Doug Bower and Dave Chorley, made headlines by claiming it was they who started the phenomena in 1978, with the use of simple tools consisting of a plank of wood, rope and a baseball cap fitted with a loop of wire to help them walk in straight lines. To prove their case, they made a circle in front of journalists. A seriologist, or an advocate of paranormal explanations of crop circles, Pat DeGaldo, examined the circle and declared it authentic before it was revealed that it was a hoax. Inspired by Australian crop circle accounts from 1966, Bower and Chorley claimed to be responsible for all circles made prior to 1987 and for more than 200 crop circles in 1978 to 1991, with 1,000 other circles not being made by them. Writing in Physics World, Richard Taylor of the University of Oregon said that the pictographs they created inspired a second wave of crop artists. Far from fizzling out, crop circles have evolved into an international phenomenon, with hundreds of sophisticated pictographs now appearing annually around the world. After reports of simple circles in the 1970s, increasingly complex geometric designs have been created by anonymous artists, in some cases to attract tourists to an area. Since the early 1990s, the UK arts collective Circle Makers founded by Rod Dickinson and John Lundberg, and subsequently including Will Russell and Rob Irving, has been creating crop circles in the UK and around the world as part of its art practice and also for commercial clients.
If you like that, then listen to our main show every Wednesday on all good podcast providers. It's Alive Alive, the really, really fake true crime horror podcast. All the guts and gore, none of the guilt. See you on Wednesdays.